Good evening, everyone. I'd just like to acknowledge the traditional owners and the dignitaries. Mayor acknowledges the traditional custodians, Kariyarra people, and recognises the contribution Kariyarra elders, past, present, and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Declare the meeting open at 5:30. And thank you, everyone, for coming for the April OCM. Recording of attendance as listed. Attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications, there is nil. Apologies, there is nil. Apologies is from the Mayor Blanco. Approved leave of absence is Councillor Tolona Pitt. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Does anyone have any disclosures, please?
Yes, Madam Deputy Mayor. I'd like to declare 11.2.6 to provide operational services to the Port Hedland Visitors Centre a financial interest.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I also, Madam Deputy Mayor. 11.17, the early repayment of debt, due to the fact that the Port Hedland International Airport's been mentioned, and I'll declare a financial interest on that in that one. And also 15.1, again, the Port Hedland International Airport is mentioned, and I have a financial interest in that as well.
Just to acknowledge, George, Councillor De Cash, that you do not have to declare a financial interest on that one.
Which one, Madam Mayor?
The International Airport debt.
But am I? No. Okay. That's what you're saying. I'll scrub the one out, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
That's the debt one. The other one would remain the confidential one.
Right. Item 4, applications for leave of absence.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
I would like to delete the financial annual leave that I requested previously. Seeing that I'm not going to affect any meetings, that I withdraw those dates. I think it was from the 8th to the 18th of May.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash.
Through the Chair, Madam Mayor, I would like to declare leave on the 26th of June to the 21st of July.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Deputy. From the 20th to the 26th of June, please.
Thank you, McDonald.
All right.
Yep. Can I have a mover and a seconder?
So moved.
Councillor Carter. Councillor Aruth?
Yep.
Thank you. Response to previous questions, item 5. As listed, Councillor Riff, 5.3.1. Sorry, item 6 is public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6.17-4 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with section 6.7-3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. I'll open the floor up at 6.1 for public question time. At 5.36.
My name is Janet Newberry. I live at the pensioner's place opposite the racecourse. I am asking you, on behalf of the people that live in that street, why are you not cleaning up the mess of the grass that's coming through the wood chips? Because there was never any plastic put underneath to stop it. Now, the place is an absolute disgrace. And it's the main road coming from the shopping centre all the way through. And that's what people see, which isn't good. I've lived down there in that house for 15 years, and the last 3 or 4 years I've never seen such a mess as it's getting in. All the old people are upset about it, but I'm the only one that will get up and say something about it. Okay? And I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 days, which is a good thing, you have been putting rockeries all the way along on the seafront. But I noticed today that you are putting plastic underneath those rocks so that the grass cannot come up. Now, the argument was with Masonic Lodge a few years ago over this strip was fighting over the water. So it was taken off Masonic Lodge and New Shire people went back doing it. Well, now it just looks horrible. Can you please do something about it? And also, one more thing. A few months ago, I think it was before Christmas, because everybody is trying to clean up their messes because of the problem the world's got with rubbish. We were told a few months ago before Christmas that you were getting special bins up so people can start putting all their paper and stuff in there instead of throwing it here, there and everywhere, which a lot of people do. I'm afraid that's all I've got to say of interest. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Newbury. Any further questions? I'll close question time at 5.38 and open up statement time to the public at 5.38. Any statements, please? If there is no statements, I'll close public statement time at 5.39. 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Oh, excuse me, I do have a statement here, I'm very sorry, from the public, Brian Richardson, that sent it in on the 28th of 4th, 2019. So I'll just read that out. The recent Queensland high wind, high tide event has confirmed the vulnerability of the Port Hedland to coastal erosion and flooding as described and predicted in the Crime Act. The whole of Port Hedland cannot be protected from the forces of nature, but action is required immediately to protect the most at-risk areas, which includes the Good Street foreshore, East End, where residential properties and infrastructure are threatened. Port Hedland dodged the 2019 Veronica bullet, but next cyclone season we may not be so lucky. Sand replenishment programs should commence immediately with geotextile sandbags or rock walls designed and constructed when funding permits. Port Hedland is too important to be permitted to wash into the sea. Thank you, Mr. Richardson. Once again, 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there is nil. Item 7, I'll open the questions up for members to the floor.
Nothing, Deputy.
Nothing. Madam Mayor, would have liked the Mayor to be here to ask a question. But seeing that the joint chair, Madam Deputy Mayor, again, I'm concerned about the retirement village explanation to Councillor Julia Riff concerning the $31,665.35. And the reason why I'm concerned is when I raised the issue, and the issue was raised by Ms. Lauren Shannon back in February, and I again raised it in March, there were 6 points raised on the money that was spent. Air conditioning servicing, cockroach treatment and road and baiting, general maintenance including lighting, footpath renewal, ablutions, etc., electrical safety audit, emptying of skip bins and parts and materials purchased for maintenance. Today, I get the reason for spending that much for two reasons, which were fire equipment servicing and general maintenance, including roof repairs. Now, how can we go from a 6 issue, 31,000, to just 2? I would have accepted it too. I would have accepted there and there, the roof repairs, yes, and the fire extinguisher. Not all this other stuff here, which was paid through from the rents by the tenants. Why is it such a big mistake? Can someone explain that to me?
I can't give you those answers, Councillor Cash, but I'm sure that we can forward that on to the CEO and he'll list that down for you.
Thank you. And I would like to see the receipt for the invoices for those 6 there to prove that there was 31,000, because unless there are proof, then it shouldn't have been mentioned. And I would like an apology for it to happen, yeah, that it did happen, and an apology to the volunteers around the retirement village for a number of years, because it's just put a slant on what they did to the retirement village. Thank you. That's the first one.
Sorry, just point of clarification on that, if I could. Just in the description, in the response here, it states that the original information that was given was for the 2018-19 financial year, but once it was reviewed, it was actually the cost associated with the 2016-17 financial year. So I'd suggest that perhaps that was the difference.
I really don't care about that, Councillor, because it was 2016-17. The 2018, it's not over yet. 2019 is not over until June. That's when the tax period is. So I'm not interested in 2019. And I really don't want to
be 3 years over.
Be interrupted in that sense by the council. So the other one is I really wish that me was here. I received a letter from the electrical commissioner through you, CEO, Madam Mayor, through the CEO, that says that the electrical commissioner. I am now in receipt of formal notification of the outcome of the police investigation. I have been advised that the following comprehensive investigation there appears to be no likelihood of successful prosecution. And members of the public and everyone, that refers to the fraud and corruption that the mayor has been pushing for the last 18 months or so against the 5 elected members that were elected in 2017. He's accused us of being fraudulent and corrupt, Madam Mayor. So, with that in mind, I'd just like to see if you can pass on to the mayor if he has finally succeeded at given up on this issue about us being fraudulent and corrupt councillors in the 2017 election. So if you can pass that on, I'd like to reply. Please. And just one more. Yeah, this one's concerning to me, and I'd like through you, Madam Mayor. The CEO, as stated in the paper, he said that he quit.
some of that.
Now, my understanding is that the CEO did not quit as being pushed. The CEO has resigned his position and quite happily has resigned his position through an email that we received to you from you, CEO, and I'm glad you did, and it shows courage to do that, yeah, considering what the mayor has tried to outline it because of councillors sort of like pushing out of you, see, and I appreciate that. So I realise you have said through you, Madam Mayor, that the CEO does say that he's resigning on his own free will, and he's quite happy at the end of February, I believe, CEO, that you will be going to another place, another country of your free will, and that you weren't pushed, you didn't really quit. Resignation sounds much better than just sort of quitting. So if that's the fact, can you, through you, Madam Mayor, can the CEO make that statement?
Councillor De Cash, could I please get the CEO to comment on that, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, just for that.
In terms of the email that I put out to elected members, I made it very clear that I didn't resign, that I did not request an extension of my contract. It was as simple as that. Okay. And it's caused a lot of confusion among staff as well.
I apologize for that word then. That you voluntarily didn't want to extend your contract.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And that's clarified a lot of this rubbish that's in the paper and other media. That's that. Again, thank you, CEO. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash.
Questions?
I'll read out his meetings. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 27th of March 2019. Do I have a mover? So moved. The council officer's recommendation that council confirm. Sorry, I forgot to read that out. Alright, item 11, reports of officers. 11.1.1, Regional Corporation Development Forum and National General Assembly 2019 on page 15.
Because the mayor doesn't want to go, you will be attending as the deputy mayor, is that right?
I think after looking at the finances that we'll have left over, and seeing we've already got two representatives here that want to go, I'm fine with not being present. So we'll head it with number two. We need a proxy in case one of the either cannot go at short notice. Councillor Whitwell? Approve an officer to attend the 2019 Regional Cooperation and Development Forum at National General Assembly by local government on behalf of the town of Port Hedland. Sorry, guys. Could I get a mover on number one and number two, please?
You can do my part.
So I'll move the motion as it's listed.
Yep. Seconder? Any against? It's passed 7-1, a 7-0. Item 11.1.2, Pilbara Kimberley Forum 2019, on page 25.
I'd like to nominate to attend that one, Deputy.
Yes, Councillor Roof.
I also would like to attend that one, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Dukash. Right. I would actually like to put my name down for that as well. So, an extra person, so yeah. We'll need to change that to three elected members.
I'd like to do that as well. I'd like to do that as well.
A bit more.
But see how we're going with the finance.
Sorry, what was that, Councillor Wilber?
Oh, sorry. I put my name down as well, but subject to finance.
Put down as a proxy.
Yeah, that's fine. Sorry.
All right, so then we change to nominate and approve three elected members with a proxy, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a mover? Seconder? To the vote. 7-0.
Thank you.
Agenda item 11.1.3, conduct a 2019 local government ordinary elections on page 32. Do I have a mover?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to go with option two with that one. I'm just trying to find the right page where it is a in-person vote. Please.
So that's option two?
I'm sure where that is.
Yeah. Yep.
Page 37.
Option to conduct the 2019 elections by in-person election.
Anyone against? Passed 7-0. Proposed rescinding of policy 1-006, insurance professional indemnity, use of claimants.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any against? It's passed 7-0. Statement of financial activity of the period ended 28th of February 2019 on page 48. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Seconded.
Do I have any against? Passed 7-0. Agenda item 11.1.6, 2019-20 schedule of fees and charges on page 57. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Seconder? Any against? 7-0. Passed. All right, 11.1.7, earlier repayment of debt on page 63. I would like to put forth an alternative recommendation where we have point three, to deliver a long-term financial plan to the June OCM.
That's just an extra line we're putting in so that it won't be put forward to.
Yes, I'm just adding an extra point, point three.
But it's not binding on it for the two preceding points.
It doesn't affect the two preceding points.
Thank you.
So I'll move.
Seconder?
I'll second that. Deputy Mayor.
Point of order. I believe the Deputy Mayor, it was her motion to move.
Oh.
Yeah, you are correct. Yeah, so I've moved it, so George is the seconder. Thank you, Councillor Riff. Any against? So moved, 7-0. Rating strategy for 2019 and 20, page 78. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Seconder?
Yes. Yes, Madam Mayor.
Any against? So moved, 7-0. Development application for amendment to development application, six group dwellings, extension of time on lot 186, 53 Kingsmill Street, Port Hedland, on page 91. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Seconded. Any against? Passed 7-0. Agenda item 11.2.2, Spall Bank Marina, agreement with Land Corp on page 103. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
We start with recommendation one. Second door is Councillor Whitwell. Any against? Item 1 is passed 7-0. Item 2, appoint Land Corp as the project manager. Do I have a move? Is that right? Officer's recommendation 2. Do I have a mover?
Yes, I'll move that. I'll second that.
Any against? Passed 7-0. Yeah. 11.2.3, Port Hedland Townsite, Coastal Hazard Risk Management Adoption Plan, page 108.
So moved.
I'll second that, Deputy.
Any against? Passed 7-0. Alright, 11.2.4, award of tender, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Liaison Consultants Panel on page 114. Panel and award RFT 2018-26 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Liaison Consultants Panel to Bloodwood Tree Association Inc, Marapiganya Pty Ltd and Wonkamaya, Pilbara and Aboriginal Language Centre. The contract is for an initial period of 1 year with 2 12-month extensions at the discretion of the town. Right. 11.2.5, award of tender, 2018-44 Port Hedland Courthouse Gallery Operations on page 119. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Seconder?
Seconder.
Any against? So moved. 7-0. And I'd also like the best for the new tenderers and hope in the future that they keep up activating our West End town with cultural, historical and artistic precinct. Thank you. Council endorse the recommendation of the evaluation panel award RFT 2018-44 Port Hedland Courthouse Gallery Operations to The Junction Co. for a projected contract for a term of 2 years to the value of $1,050,000, excluding GST, with 3 12-month optional extensions, maximum value of $2.5 million, excluding GST. 11.2.6.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare an interest in this one. I'd like to declare that I have a financial interest in that I am a tour guide with the visitor centre and have got future bookings going into the future that I think would be considered a financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor Roof. Item 11.2.6, award of tender, provide operational services for Port Hedland Visitor Centre.
Point of clarification, Madam Mayor. Just, I might have missed it, but the Visitor Centre stays where it is. Well, whoever gets the contract, the building stays as a Visitor Centre building, it's not moved.
Do you want to discuss this?
Yeah. Councillor Dekash, I think we might need to come out of standing orders. Into confidence, if we want to discuss anything.
Well, I'd like to go into confidence.
Do I have a mover on that? Thank you. Unfortunately, everyone, we've gone into confidence, so we won't be long. We've just got a few queries to discuss on this, and then we'll reopen the doors. Thank you. Thank you, people, for being patient. Agenda item 11.2.6, award of tender, provide operational services for Port Hedland Visitor Centre. Tonight's decision that we're putting forth is to lay it on the table. Could I have a mover for that?
Yes. So moved.
So, McDonough and... People of the public, we are requesting for further information, so this will come back to another council meeting or a special council meeting if it's in the next couple of weeks. Thank you. We've laid it on the table to come back to a further meeting. All right, agenda 11.3.1, award of 1819058, Save the Community CCTV network upgrades. Do I have a mover?
Point of clarification, Madam Mayor.
Yep.
Can we just make sure that if this got through, obviously, that the cameras are placed in the most in the high profile areas that need them first, and then we'll just work our way down. There's quite a few areas that
I have, but I'll pass that through. Anthea?
Thank you. Thank you, through the Chair. The camera locations have been determined by the police department, and they were submitted as part of the grant application to the government, so the locations have all been determined. Not by us.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Do I have a mover?
Yes. So moved.
Councillor Hepbart. Seconder. McDonough. Any against? So moved. 7-0. Endorse the recommendation of the Evaluation Panel of Award 1819058 for the Safer Community CCTV network upgrades to Avangard Technologies for an amount of $503,030, excluding GST. Item 12, reports of committees, is nil. Motions of, item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given, is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature. There is nil. And item 15, matters for which meeting may be closed. Unfortunately, people of public, we do have a confidential matter to go to, so I'd like to thank you for tonight and thank you for being at my first chair meeting. Thank you very much. Could I move it again? Seconder?
So moved.
Councillor Riff. Seconder.
Sorry.
Councillor Hepburn. Oh, was it Hepburn?
No, Carter.
Sorry, I didn't see you. Do I have any against? So moved. 6-0. Right. Do I have to open the doors again before I declare it closed?
You have to declare out of confidence.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. A move to come out of confidence.
I'll do it.
Anyone want to open the door? Is that it? Anyone want to open the door? Councillor De Cash, that yes. The agenda item 15.1 for the airport was passed 6-0.
Thank you.
With a slight alteration that I made on a November. I declare the meeting closed at 6:44.
Thank you, Madam
Deputy Mayor. Next meeting is on the 22nd of May, starting at 5:30.